John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Punchline Philadelphia on Monday, December 30th, and then New Year's Eve. He's there for two shows, one at 7:30 and the 10 o'clock countdown show. Tickets available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Bobby Kelly. Hiya, Bobby.
That's right. I'm at the Premier Philly Comedy Club.
Thank you. I'm just sort of curious. Now, when you do a countdown comedy show, like, are you, like, you know, in the middle of a story? Well, there I am with Maximus, and he's looking at me, and the next thing, oh, 10, 9.
I hope not. I mean, usually I wrap up around 10 minutes before that.
Uh-huh.
Then the host comes up. I'll be up on stage with that person, with the other comedians. And then we all pretend like we know the words to that song.
When you think of those words, should all the old acquaintance be forgot? Well, wait a second. I like remembering my old acquaintances.
Yeah, my dad died last year. What am I supposed to forget about him?
So let me get this straight. This show is so important to you that in the middle of an Aruba vacation, you called in to us.
I am right now on my balcony, literally steps from the sand, looking at a probably 63-year-old lady trying to get up on a paddleboard in the ocean. She's on her knees right now. The cellulite on the back of her legs is mind-boggling. And she's wobbling. She's trying to get up. I could watch this all day long. Fat people trying to paddleboard should be a TV show.
Now, is the whole family with you?
I got Maximus and my wife. Yeah, well, you know what's so funny? The guys offered me to come down here by myself. But my wife, she there's no way it's happening.
Right, right.
She won't let it happen. Okay? And here's the thing. I spend all year long working my butt off. And then I'm doing shows down here to pay for everything. I'm in this room, this luxury room. I have to sleep on a pull-out sofa. And she makes me wear my snore guard. It's like prison. I'm like a prisoner. I'm just sitting there on a pull-out sofa with one pillow.
Is this Max's first year at a beach?
No, he's been coming here every year since he was a baby. I've been taking him here. I've been coming to Aruba for 20 years. I have my wife to marry me here around 14 years ago. But here's the thing, is I came down here, I had the ring.
Right.
I was going to put it in a seashell. I put it in a seashell with an elastic, and I saw this old couple snorkeling near the shell. I could just imagine this old lady finding the shell. Henry, look what I found. I found a ring in the shell, and have to fight some old lady for my ring back. Then I rented horseback riding at sunset.
Right.
I was about to pull the ring out and ask her to marry me right here in Aruba. And then her horse started flipping out and started bucking her. So I put the ring back in my pocket because I didn't want to put the ring on her finger. The horse bucks her. She snaps her neck.
Right.
Then I got to run over there and get that ring off her finger before anybody sees it. I'm not going to push her around Walmart for the rest of my days.
Now, what's this show that you're doing with Florentine and Voss? What, Creeps with Kids?
I mean, in hindsight, it might be a bad name for a show.
I think it's a great name for a show.
Only if you're performing in Penn State.
Right. I was at Bennington has a great joke. He like, it's great that there is some guy sitting here frustrated going, all right, enough with the creeps. Where's all the kids?
I don't see you as a creep with a kid. You're a funny dad, right? Florentine and Voss, now they're a creeps with kids.
Yeah, it's so funny. They let their kids swear.
Uh-huh.
I don't do that. I don't mind being a creep. I just don't want to raise a creep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. All right.
And I'm definitely a creep. I mean, if you saw my Google history, you'd probably change your mind. I was a kid. Porn was everywhere. Like, I remember my uncle had porn under his bed, a magazine, and I remember getting it and calling the 900 numbers in the back, and these women would talk crazy to me. And I remember he actually got his phone bill, and he came up, and he was screaming at me in the kitchen. And my grandmother walked in. She's like, what's going on here? I go, tell her. And he's like, nothing. He had to take the hit. I actually went and called the numbers again. He still had to pay for them. It was like being in the mob at like 9. It was great.
Well, Bobby Kelly is appearing on the December 30th for one show at 7:30. And then Tuesday night, New Year's Eve, is a 7:30 show and a 10 o'clock countdown show. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Before you go, Did the old lady get up on the board yet?
I think she's dead. I don't see her. Listen to me. I'm not kidding you. The board is around 50 feet away from her. She just let the board go. Oh, now some young Arubian dude has to swim out and get the board in the middle of the ocean. This two-ton Tessie just let it go.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.